Barrio Panther is a literary magazine composed of professors, rock and rollers, and graffiti artists that's here to bring the streets to us. Here to talk about it are its creators, Alex Roca Alvarez, Carlos Chuck Espinosa, and Dave Grave Herrera. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Good afternoon.
Thanks for having us. Thank you, Marina.
So, Chuck, tell us the story about the Panther. How did this come together?
We were working for another magazine, and we had kind of pitched them the ideas of starting this literary magazine. And we decided to go separate ways. So Alex and I came together, and then we brought Gravy in and got the magazine rolling.
And why a literary magazine?
Well, we thought that it was something that was underrepresented in our community, a place for poets and writers. And we kind of wanted to take it away from this pretentious idea that literature is inaccessible and that art is only accessible to a specific group of people. And we wanted to create something that you would read on your way to work while you're waiting for the bus, or, you know, on your lunch break, your smoke break. You go outside, you read a few stories, read a few poems, look at some pictures, and put the magazine away.
And there's a, I mean, there's definitely, with Grave here, there's definitely an art component. And then with Alex here, there's definitely a music component. So how do those come together with literature?
Well, they kind of go hand in hand. I've known Alex for quite a long time, and we've already worked on several projects prior to Barrio Pantera. Being a photographer as well, you know, he's going through some of the pictures I've taken, not only of mural art within the community, but also just in general of our Sun City. And we decided that this would be a great addition to submit to the Barrio Pantera magazine. There's a lot of art in there that's underrepresented. Our magazine has not a glamorous twist to it, but it's a very down-to-earth, everyday person type of magazine that features art from, and specifically from, the border city.
And for you, Alex, music?
I think this magazine is the rock and roll of the literary community, of the literary world. I mean, you know, it's got a lot of color, it's got a lot of sexiness, it has a lot of stories, and real stories, yeah. And by people who lived them in this town, and that's what we got on Volume 1, and Volume 2 is even going to be it, thicker and bigger and better, by the same people that got this one, so.
And the Panther, where can people get their hands on this magazine?
BarrioPanther.com, BarrioPanther.com, mm-hmm. Best place to get it.
And I hear there's going to be an actual event, a reading for your first issue.
Yeah.
At the San Carlos building, is that
San
correct?
San Carlos building, March 18th, Friday. I say it's going to be about, I want to say 9, but you know, it happens about 10.
Artist time.
Artist time. 9, about 10. So,
and we'll be reading some experts out of that.
Yeah, it's a family event. So
anyone and everyone.
So Chuck, can you tell us a little bit about the writers that you recruited to work on this with you?
Yeah, I mean, we brought in Grave has some pieces in there, as well as Diana, who was the subject of one of the art segments in there. We also have Mike Mercado, myself, a couple of other good writers from the area.
How do you find them, or how do you know each other?
We have open submissions. You can submit at BarrioPanther@gmail.com, or you can go through our website to submit. But a lot of it is just from the community. You know, I teach literature and writing, so I luckily get to work with these wonderful writers that I want to bring into the magazine.
So you're currently working on your second issue. Are you still taking submissions?
Yes. We'll be open until the end of April.
Oh, good. So people hearing this, you know, you obviously didn't get into the first one, but no reason why you can't get into the second one.
Exactly. And we plan to bring it out a few times a year. So far, we're on 3. We're going to push it to be a quarterly magazine. So you're going to have a chance, you know, and you have these wonderful stories about your tío Rodolfo or your moms or your grandmas, and, you know, send them in.
Even recipes.
Yeah, we'll take it all.
We want recipes.
Well, I mean, that's really where it's at, right? Except for you. I find that you ask your mom for recipes, and she's like, you just do it.
Exactly.
You just do it, yeah.
So how do you write that down? I guess that's up to whoever.
Yeah, con sal.
That's up to whoever wants to deliver that recipe, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's almost like, well, it is a website, so maybe it's like a video or something, because, you know, I've asked my mom, how do you make the Spanish rice? And she's like, come over and see. There's no math to it.
Not set in stone.
Not at all. Tell us about Mario Colin.
I mean, we all have our personal relationships with him. I met Mario one time when I was standing at a 7-Eleven buying a beer, and he starts talking to me, and it's at the one that's right next to House of Pizza, and he says, I'm the artist that did that. And
just by chance?
Just by chance. Yeah, just by chance. We're admiring it, and all of a sudden he says, that's me. He turns around, some guy turns around and says, that's me. And so we featured some of his artwork. And I know Gravy has some good insights on Mario Colin's artwork as well.
This magazine in particular, issue number one, is a very special magazine. It debuts because it was a tribute to all the ladies out there, all the tías, the moms, the sisters, the jefitas out there. It's all for the women of our world. You know, it's a Mother Day issue. And we have features in there about women for women. And most of the art literature is in regards to the ladies. So that's how we wanted to kick it off.
Can you tell us about some of the women writers featured in this issue?
Diana is definitely an important writer, and you can read about her story and her loss. And, you know, the models and the artists that are also come out in there have that as a subject.
I think the theme is more women than the writers. There's really no writers on this one. We have more writers in Volume 2.
Mm-hmm.
But this one is more woman theme. It's a very female. It's a female magazine. This one.
There's this one here, the Estreno Mama.
Yeah. Everything from moms to every. It's the birth of our magazine. So we decided to have it all woman. The theme of it being a female.
Yeah. It has women in that are models, and it has our family. It has
of course,
yeah, our family, our daughters.
My mother's in there.
My daughter's in there.
It makes a perfect Mother's Day gift, you know.
And I see El Max murals are featured here as well.
It was an important story that we did in there regarding Diana and her story behind that mural in particular that we did.
Because
that mural was for her.
And we're talking about the mural in Juarez at the Juarez Contemporary.
It was part of the Binational Mural Project, but we did one for Diana because she is from Juarez, and what she went through was pretty devastating. And despite all those hardships that she had to deal with, when I met her, me and Mac met her at the University of Texas through the Caravan for Peace, you can feel a really nice aurora coming from her, a really positive energy. And to witness a human being that's been through so much grief and still be able to walk tall with her chin up and manifest her struggles, it's very enlightened. So I thought it was appropriate to definitely throw a little bit of limelight her way. And, you know, she definitely deserves it. And it's rough what she went through. So that's the smallest thing that we could do as gratitude for enlightenment. It was really nice to meet her.
Was she a victim of the violence in Juarez?
Oh, yeah. Her whole family got massacred.
Wow.
Yeah. It's a sad story, but she kept on smiling, and she kept on, had this beautiful, positive attitude. And that was really, really inspiring. So that mural was definitely for her.
Well, and now there's a mural, there's a story, there's a magazine.
Absolutely, yeah.
And her own poem.
And her own poem.
Yep.
Did you know she was a poet?
No.
Actually, it was Grave who introduced us all to her writing and
she did an excerpt, and it was an excerpt out of the Caravan for Peace.
And how do you make such important connections with people? I mean, this is a woman you meet casually, and then
it just happens.
The higher power puts things in our path for certain reasons, and I respect that. You know? I don't know how these things happen. They just happen. It's a blessing.
Kismet.
Yeah. And I think it's one of the few benefits of being an artist in El Paso is that we're all so poor that we have to kind of come together and work together, and that's how we all kind of end up creating better projects from that, because we are each other's resources as artists.
Exactly.
There's also this neat curiosity and openness. Have you noticed that?
Yeah.
Definitely. And it's definitely a magazine for the people, by the people of the El Paso Borderplex community, which is really nice. You know?
So you can access it at barriopanther.com.
Barriopanther.com.
And will there be hard copies at your event?
Yes, yeah. Yes, we'll have. Luckily, we've already sold out. This is our last one.
Very cool.
We have here, the next batch is already on its way, and we'll be here in time for the event.
Okay, so then the
event. It's on its way from El Paso, though.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a local print shop.
100% chuco.
Very cool.
Yeah, we print it
pocket size,
and they take care of us, and it's all local. Even it's all local.
Well, you can see it for yourself in person at their reading at 501 Texas on March 18th. That's the San Carlos building.
Correct.
We're saying 9-ish. but
yeah,
could be later. I don't think it'll be earlier.
9 o'clock to get a table for sure. Yeah, but I don't know what time to start after that.
Cool. Well, if you want to meet the Barrio Panther in person, I highly suggest you attend the event on the 18th at the San Carlos Building. Today, my guests have been the creators of Barrio Panther, Alex Roca Alvarez, Carlos Chuck Espinosa, and Dave Grave Herrera. Thank you for coming to State of the Arts.
Thank you for having us.